We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Jonah Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Friday morning. Beautiful early December day throughout the Delaware Valley. And, beautiful to have what I think should be a pretty compelling football game on Sunday. I mean, we like those games when you just feel super-duper confident. But it's also kind of cool when you face a good team. And the Eagles are going to face a good team on Sunday in the Tennessee Titans. We'll get into that. Intriguing matchup. We'll also, 76ers tonight back at it against the Grizzlies. Flyers, they lose last night, but of course, what else is new? In the Phil's offseason, they lose Zach Eflin. If you missed the news yesterday, Zach Eflin signing with Tampa Bay. As the winter meetings begin on Sunday, we'll obviously do a deep dive on the Phillies' possibilities and the loss of someone I think we liked. He wasn't great, but we liked him, Zach Eflin, and we'll talk about that. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, buddy.
As a child, Jet Li. You know the actor?
Yeah, I do.
Jet Li,
yeah.
Martial artist.
Big deal.
Performed with the Chinese national wushu team for President Nixon.
Wow, so he's that old.
Yeah, he's 59 years old. He performed for President Nixon. Nixon asked him to be his personal bodyguard. Probably as a little
a
joke.
Little joke. Yeah, a little joke.
Tiny little Jet Li declined the invitation to be the personal bodyguard. But I thought that was amazing. I had no idea he was that old.
It's a cool fact.
He could be performing for President Nixon, yeah. But he's at the White House as a little boy.
That is a pretty cool fact. I'll say this. Cool fact is when the Eagles face a good team. Makes it harder. But, John, I'd say it makes it more fun. So let's get into this. Eagles-Titans, it's an important game.
I think it's interesting that you view it that way because I don't think it's fun when you are going up against a tough-minded, nasty bunch
Gives you some intrigue, though. Gives you something to bite on.
Intrigue meaning, like, you believe that the outcome is not predetermined?
That is what I mean.
Look, I flat out think the Eagles are going to lose this game.
Wow.
And I don't think that's in any way jumping out on a limb. This Titans team has looked really formidable, like really tough, really great on the ground. Their defense hasn't allowed more than 20 points in the last 8 weeks. They are, Mike Vrabel is I don't even know if I can call him a cohort of mine. We are the same year, Mike and I, and we played in the Big 33 game against one another.
Yep.
He went to Ohio State. I went to Michigan. I feel like I've known Mike Vrabel for a long time in a football sense.
And he's one of those guys you respect. I mean,
we were reps together back when I was playing.
Right.
Yeah, he is absolutely respected around this league because of the type of person he is, which is very intense, very just tough, but single-minded tough. And that's something that I respect a lot. And this team plays like that.
They do.
This team plays like that. And they are going to test your manhood. They're going to say, here's what we do. You go ahead and try to stop it.
Right.
On both sides of the ball. You know, it's nothing fancy. Actually, you know what? On the defensive side, they mix things up, and it is kind of fancy from a defensive perspective. You know, like we're talking about a guy who was trained under Belichick.
Of course.
He's going to throw some cool stuff out there at you. But the bottom line is, I think this Titans team is tougher than this Eagles team.
Physically.
Physically in the run game, and that's going to show up.
Wow.
And We're going to end up, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout.
Right.
I don't think the the Titans aren't a scare you type of, hey, we're going to put 50 points up on the board offense, but they're good at stopping, every offense they've played for the last 2 months. And, you know, our offense is struggling a little bit, even though we put up all sorts of great rushing
numbers. The passing game is.
What happened? This is a really tough, solid, sound team, and they are licking their chops because I'm telling you, Mike Vrabel all week long is saying, this Eagles team, they think they're better than you are. Look at this tape. Look what we can do. Look how we can pry them apart with our run game. And Derrick Henry, I mean,
he's a great player.
Just look at him. Look at him, the size. Think of, in the back of your mind, the way we tackle as a team defense. It doesn't match up. It's basically, for me, this matchup is the worst we've seen all year, you know, in favor of the Eagles. Like, it favors the Titans in my mind. And so I am stealing myself. I'm preparing myself for disappointment.
Well, look, we'll see what everyone thinks about it at 215-592-9494. I'm fascinated to find out again everyone's thoughts. 215-592-9494. Expectations for this game, Eagles-Titans. What you think of John picking Tennessee, and obviously what we're keying in on the game. I'll say this, John. I wouldn't pick Tennessee. I'm not picking Tennessee. I understand, though, the Eagles could lose. I mean, certainly in a world where you face now, 17 different, 17 games, and we've come accustomed to the Eagles, generally speaking, winning, and by extension, we just kind of keep picking the Eagles.
It's unrealistic. Where we are right now as a fan base,
right,
our mindset, it is unrealistic, Joe. We've got one loss, and we seem to think that, we're going to have a clean slate the rest of the season.
Right.
We're playing good teams stretch.
Well, there are some, and they're probably not going to go 16-1, which means they're going to lose somewhere along the line in all likelihood, and this game or the Dallas game is the more –
oh my gosh!
Too most likely.
I would be not surprised at all. We lose this game. We lose the Dallas game. We could even lose to the Giants one time. And guess what? If we lose all those games, we're still 13-4.
Right.
We're still 13 and four. Joe.
No, I get that. But
the way the NFL works.
Yeah.
You don't have teams going 16-1.
Right.
That's crazy.
But
talk.
I will say this. I hear you. They could go 13-4, 14-3. We'll see. But I don't want to say they're playing with fire. It's not nearly the right way to frame it. I'll say this. The margin of who they're ahead is still not that great, even though they're 10-1. Like, Minnesota still only has one more loss than the Eagles, and Dallas is still hanging around. I'm not worried about the division, but I'll say this. If the Eagles were to lose this game, because, Dallas has a stretch up ahead here where they're about to face some chump opponents. James, what do they got? They got a Jacksonville in there?
They got Indy this week, Houston the next week, and then Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So the three bad AFCs out there.
Right. No, exactly. So, you want to see the Eagles keep pedal to the metal, because if they were to, for instance, drop the Tennessee game, and they could, I don't think they will, but they could, then you do start having, theoretically an issue with the division if Dallas starts rattling off some wins. Look, I'll say this, Sean. Everyone can jump in, 215-592-9494. Let me tell you what I want to see this weekend. I mean, other than the Eagles win, let me tell you what I want to say. Number one, I want to see Nick Sirianni, Michael Clay, that's the special teams coach for those that don't know, whoever makes decisions on personnel. Actually, beginning of the year, we found out Howie Roseman's involved in some...
Remember what a problem that was?
In some preparation for game day management. I want adjustments of who's out there. Now, I can't tell you because I don't know. I really honestly don't know. I don't know who the culprit or culprits are on special teams. But number one, I need changes. Okay? So whoever is not effectively running down there tackling people in coverage units, that guy's probably got to get deactivated. I mean, I literally mean deactivated. There should be one or two new players in this game for the Eagles, with one or two guys we've been accustomed to seeing on Sunday's play no longer playing because someone's not measuring up. I don't know who it is. I don't study special teams film. I just know this.
Maybe we've brought Davion Taylor up from the practice squad. Remember him?
I do remember him. Like, somebody's a culprit. I don't know who the culprit is. Somebody's got to go.
A lot of people. That's the problem is, Joe, it's not like an easy fix because you've got a lot of guys who are
There's got to be two or three of the worst. Like, whoever they are.
Like Andre Sacheret?
I don't know. Figure it out.
Just
Could be N'Kobe Dean. Seth, I mean, John, if N'Kobe Dean doesn't,
it might be N'Kobe.
If N'Kobe Dean doesn't play on defense,
he's a core special
and
teamer.
He plays on special teams, like
right.
maybe he, I don't know. Somebody ain't getting the job.
Seems
done.
Like a nice guy, all but right. doesn't seem like the special right. teams are
correct
yeah, performing.
So like this is a hey Sirianni, I'm looking at you to make sure you make those adjustments because this can't keep going on. That's number one. Number two, speaking of adjustments, I thought they did a really nice job last week. I want to see more of it. The Sirianni, Steichen, Hurts, Troika. I want to see them with the counterpunch to what defenses are gonna do and kind of more do in order to try to stop what the Eagles do on offense. Like last week, my God, they ran the ball and they ran it effectively. But we do know that the passing game has been kind of pedestrian lately. And we also know 2 games ago and 3 games ago, we saw in the running game, we saw some issues of confusion with Hurts and giving the ball to Miles Sanders or not, and the way Yannick Ngakoue played the Eagles that game 2 games ago. So, listen, this isn't code red, guys. The Eagles are 10-1. They had 363 yards rushing last week. But I want to see the passing game evolve. I want to see A.J. Brown more involved again because something's gone a little weird there in the last month. And it just,
I'm not worried about A.J. Brown this week.
Why? Because you think he'll
sure.
go off against Tennessee?
I do, yeah. But that does, you know, part of the problem with the fumbles the last 2 weeks has been, you know, he's always going to fight for those extra yards. Expect that and then some
right.
against his former team that there's some bad blood with.
And
that does put the ball at risk. But that's also something that they've been focusing on all week.
Yep.
They've been, you know, inculcating into A.J. Brown. You know, tuck it away. They're going to strip you. He knows everyone on this team
yep.
that we're about to play, and he wants to show them up. And a guy that talented,
yeah.
he can do it. And this staff, I promise you, they are planning to help him show his former team up.
Sure.
So they're drawing up plays.
Right.
You're going to see some creative stuff, which I really am looking forward to.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, too. And I'll give you one more and then right to the phone, 215-592-9494. While I am clearly, and anyone that's listened to me the last couple weeks knows, I'm not as down on the Eagles' run defense as John. John does think it's borderline code red time. I don't.
I'm worried about it.
But I'll say, I don't know if code red is red. Is it red alert? What am I trying to say? Not code red. We don't have to go take a pillow and, you know, go to a guy's bed and beat him up, whatever they would do in the, you know, in the army. And what was that
yeah.
movie, A Few Good Men?
A Few Good Men.
Right, whatever the phrase is I'm trying to say.
DEFCON 5 or
yeah,
whatever
DEFCON,
it is.
DEFCON 3, whatever
there
it is.
You go.
Right. Here, I'll say this. I'm not as concerned on the run defense as John, but with this game against Derrick Henry, knowing that the Eagles could face the San Francisco 49ers in a conference title game at Lincoln Financial Field, and that is a really tough run-oriented offense, I really want to see how Kaiser White and Hassan Reddick, two smallish linebackers, hold up in the run game mm-hmm. against a big frickin' running back and a big group offensive linemen like the Tennessee Titans and Derrick Henry. Like, this game, this is the kind of team that the Eagles will face in the playoffs if they face San Francisco. Or by the way, or to an extent, Dallas, who's got a great run game. It's different, but they got a great run game. This is not the Kansas City game if they get to the Super Bowl. This is not Buffalo. Those teams are going to be dropping back with their quarterback and slinging it around.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of game the Eagles will deal with
to
get through Dallas or San Francisco in the playoffs that'll run the ball. And I just fundamentally want to see how will Kaiser White and Hassan Reddick hold up against that kind of rushing attack. That's what
you
I'm looking at this week.
And on the positive side, and I'm worried, I expect Derrick Henry to come out of a slump. He's been slumping. I hate that. I hate the fact that the Titans lost last week to the Bengals, and it was a tough-fought loss. It was 20-16. Derrick Henry, for the last 3 weeks, you know, this week, he's been hearing about their past 3 games where he's averaged 59 yards on the ground per game.
Yep.
Now, was it last week that he had that long, short pass he took to the house and then fumbled in the end zone and the rookie fell on it? So that didn't count. That's basically a run. But he went from averaging 109 yards per game over their first 8 games to just 59 in the past 3. Now, the Broncos' defense is really solid. The Packers, they schemed to stop him. That was their focus. The Bengals also, they did what they could to neutralize him, but I don't know that we have it in us. I am very fearful that our run defense will not be up to this test.
All right, look, we'll see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. Your expectations, Eagles, Titans. What do you think, John Pick in Tennessee? What do you make of that? And also, what are you keying in on for this game? It is an intriguing matchup. It is one of the better teams they'll face the entire regular season. We'll get into the Zach Eflin storyline and more up ahead as well. Joe to Cameron Jenrich, your phone calls all show. 215-592-9494 on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.